donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, get ready, folks. You folks out there, we're going to be in a battle. You know, John, they passed in Michigan this constitutional amendment that they would have, which literally makes abortion, it strikes down all of the laws against child killing. And they're trying to do the same thing here. Language for an Ohio constitutional amendment that would heavily and totally deregulate abortions has been approved to appear on November's ballot. The measure, dubbed the Right to Reproductive Freedom and Protections for Health and Safety Amendment, was procedurally approved for the ballot by Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost on Thursday. I can't believe he did that, because he's been pro-life. But it probably, well, I guess they have to allow it if it meets the specifications. So, folks, we have to fight this thing with everything we have, with our last breath. According to a press release from Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, the measure would pose a health risk to women and girls because it would supersede laws and require women and girls to be counseled by an actual doctor with the ability to transfer them to a hospital in case of an emergency. Look, folks, here's my opinion, and my opinion comes directly from God's Word, the Bible. Listen to you women that go in there to kill your babies, you deserve to die. I know that that's not what is being taught, but the Bible says the wages of your sin is death. If the wages of your sin is death. And so, in addition, Ohio would no longer require parents of minors seeking abortion to be informed nor give their consent. And so for many, many, many years, women that killed their babies got the death penalty, okay? They would get the death penalty. And again, God's Word, the Bible, makes it very clear. Every single abortionist should be killed. In fact, they should, in my opinion, they should be killed the same way they killed the babies. Every individual has a right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including, this is what the amendment reads in part, including but not limited to decisions on contraception, fertility, treatment, continuing one's own pregnancy, miscarriage, and abortion. The state shall not directly or indirectly burden, penalize, and prohibit, interfere, or discriminate against either or individual's voluntary exercise of this right, or a person or entity that assists an individual exercising his right, unless the state demonstrates that it is using the least restrictive means to advance the individual's health in accordance with a widely accepted evidence-based standard of care. However, abortion may be prohibited after fetal viability, but in no case may such an abortion be prohibited if, in the professional judgment of the pregnant patient treating physician, it is necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. And that, you know, you had, John, that is such a rare thing. It is such a rare, it's not even one in a million, not even one in a million, where the child, they have to abort the child to save the mother's life. And listen, this is a horrible thing. We're going to be fighting this with everything we have out there. And folks, let me just remind you people, because you see, it's just like, you know, marriage today in America. People don't take marriage seriously. They don't take it at all. God does. God does. And so today they have contracts where you go in and you decide who gets what. In other words,
You're prenuptial.
You're prepared for the divorce before you start, right?
Yeah, you're betting on getting divorced.
Second shortest verse in the Bible. God hates divorce. Three words, huh?
Yep.
People don't understand. See, they're in for an extremely rude awakening someday, aren't they? Okay. All righty. So, Big John, what do you have for us?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I want to give some good news to you. Now, I don't know, you know, during the week you might cover things that I'm not here, so I don't know. But of all places, Massachusetts ruled, the Supreme Court of Massachusetts ruled that killing an unborn baby capable of living outside the mother is murder.
Yeah, we did. We did cover that, and that's. And I was amazed.
I was amazed
that that came out.
Get out now.
Pardon?
I'm amazed too that they stood for the life of the baby.
Yeah, that came out, because not a whole lot of good things come out of Massachusetts. Although we have got plenty of good people there, Christian people that are in communist country. But I'm amazed because not very many good things come from Massachusetts legislation, huh?
Right. And the article kind of baited you when you looked at it because it didn't give the name of the state. So I couldn't wait to open it to find out, and it was rather shocking. It was Massachusetts.
Yeah. Jerome Corsi, he says this: Obama went after General Michael Flynn because he was a risk. He was a risk of indicting him and Hillary for high crimes and misdemeanors. As Trump's national security advisor, General Michael Flynn would have pursued Obama and Hillary for high crimes and misdemeanors. And boy, he would have had a lot of high crimes and misdemeanors to go after, huh? Over illegally supplying weapons to terrorists in Libya and Syria. This article is the first in a series of articles explaining why President Obama enlisted the federal government's National Security and Justice Agencies to make sure Lieutenant General Michael Flynn never served as President Trump's National Security Advisor. In September of 2011, Flynn was promoted to Lieutenant General and assigned as Assistant Director of National Intelligence in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. In other words, Flynn was legitimate. And there's no place in Biden's or Obama's regime for legitimate, someone who is not crooked, not corrupted. In 2012, President Barack Obama nominated Flynn to be the 18th director of the DIA. On April 30th, 2014, President Obama forced Flynn to retire because Flynn had collected sufficient intelligence on Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to charge Obama and Clinton with high crimes and misdemeanors. The premise of this article and series is that as Trump's National Security Director in the White House, Flynn would have pursued Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for high crimes and misdemeanors over the illegal clandestine supply of weapons to terrorists in Libya. And the series of articles draws on reporting. Jerome Corsi previously published in WorldNet Daily. Okay. Let me just read some of this very quickly. Boy, there's a lot to read, but here. In 2011, Gaddafi stood in the way of al-Qaeda, splinter group militia, and the Muslim Brotherhood's plan to in Libya to advance the Arab Spring in North Africa by removing Muammar Gaddafi from power. The first article explains that Obama and Hillary Clinton engineered an illegal covert operation to run weapons to al-Qaeda, splinter militia groups, and the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya. By doing so, Obama and Clinton succeeded in converting Libya to a Sharia law-driven Islamic terrorist state. After Gaddafi was deposed, and boy, Hillary, she double-crossed him. And remember, within the collective, if you can take down somebody, if you can betray, remember what Joseph Stalin said. He said, to rest your head on the breast of a friend, gain his complete and total confidence, and then thrust a dagger in his back. There's nothing sweeter. So within the collective and communism, if you can betray someone of status, someone of, and take them down and get away with it, then that adds to your status within the collective. And we've seen that. We see Jimmy Carter doing that with the Shah of Iran.
Yep.
We've seen Barack Obama do it with Barak, the president of Egypt.
And then Gaddafi. I remember Hillary was actually, there's a video of her, we came, we conquered, we saw, we conquered, like Veni, Vidi, Vici,
yeah,
celebrating it.
Yeah, I watched her when she was watching,
yeah,
Gaddafi being beaten to death, begging for mercy. And see, remember, Gaddafi supported her. They were, they were working together, okay? At least Gaddafi thought they were. And then Hillary was laughing. She was laughing, and now he's dead, and she was cackling.
Yeah, she was laughing about it.
Oh, she's an extremely wicked Democrat. She goes on to say that as a U.S. ambassador, Stevens' job shifted from overseeing the Obama-Clinton covert gun running to Libya to supervising the shipment of arms from Libya to Syria, to arm the rebels fighting Assad, some of who ultimately became al-Nusra in Syria, and some became ISIS. And remember, we played the clip. It was Obama that created ISIS. It was Obama that created ISIS, folks. And we've showed you that with Obama's own words, how he created ISIS.
And there was meetings with pictures with John McCain, actually, with ISIS in Syria.
Yeah, I know. Well, they were claiming McCain didn't realize who they were, but we don't know. What do you think about all that, McCurtain?
McCain and Lindsey Graham, they went to Egypt, and the Egyptian government was overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a terrorist organization, and Graham and McCain went there. And the Egyptian government told them, get out right away, the army. The army said, get out of here right away. They had to flee the country. They were literally run out of Egypt for going to try and go to bat for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, I never trusted Lindsey Graham at all. And, of course, I never trusted McCain.
He talks a good game, Pastor Ernie. If you listen to him, we're going to do this in the Senate. I'm going to lead this committee and do this, and we'll get to the bottom of that, and then nothing happens. And then you hear him on TV again. Oh, we're going to get on this right away and uncover everything that's... I mean, he can really talk. He's got the gift of gab, but you go by what he does, and it's zero. I mean, he is in the camp. He's a rhino.
Yeah, we've had his number for a very long time. And so... January 6th bombshell. Okay, the DOJ, who used to be a Department of Justice and now is the Department of Judas, has betrayed the American people. The DOJ shows Capitol Police. The DOJ video shows Capitol Police holding open Upper West Terrace doors on January 6th. Over 250 individuals were allowed to walk in into the Capitol by police, then later arrested and abused. So 100% fed up reports as the January 6th witch hunt committee continues to distort the truth and mislead the American public about what really happened on January 6th, 2021. More and more and more evidence is surfacing to disprove their lies. This is what we told you. Remember, John, we were the first ones when what they call the January 6th Select Committee. I said, that's the Liars Club. Right there, folks, when you're seeing this, you're looking at the Liars Club. There's not one person on that committee. You know, I could tell you, if you were probably put them on trial to try and prove that at any time in their life they ever told the truth about anything, you might have a hard time, okay?
McCarthy release that 40,000.
McCarthy is I think he's double crossed us.
That's why I asked, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. Now they're saying he can't. He didn't realize that he wasn't legally allowed to do that, okay? Yeah, but I know that what's happening is bit by bit, pieces of it are coming out.
Didn't he send some to Tucker Carlson?
No, he said he was going to send Tucker. Pardon?
That's what I was going to ask you, right? I didn't follow it that closely, but apparently all or part of the video was released to Tucker Carlson, and he said they're working on it right now, and next week they're going to be putting together a presentation of what happened.
It was supposed to be. Did you see any of it this week?
No, next week it was supposed to come out.
Well, no, it was supposed to come out this week. That was last week, they said.
All right.
It was last week. It was supposed to come out this week. But we'll see what happens, because I know there's a lot going on, so maybe it will. Maybe next week it will come, because I know there's pieces of it coming out, okay? But McCarthy now is saying, hey, he didn't realize he wasn't allowed, or they're trying to stop him from giving that to Tucker Carlson, or trying to stop Carlson from bringing it out.
Maybe
so,
Elon Musk will get it and we'll post it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, does it make a difference, Pastor Ernie? I mean, I think they could have 5 hours of solid tape showing the how the police there, the Capitol Police and the FBI and whoever else was there, set this up. It was all a fraud. It was all government provocateurs that did it. I don't think it would go anywhere, Pastor Ernie. They'd still go to prosecute them in the courtroom. And the judge would block the evidence from being entered in. I mean, this is a lock-solid Soviet court system we have now, especially in Washington, D.C.
Well, unless they could get it to some, unless the Congress could have it, unless he can get it to some Trump-appointed judges. Trump did appoint a whole lot of judges out there. Now, because I've heard the congressman saying that if they can't get it through the Justice Department, they will take it to the courts and right to the Supreme Court.
Could that apply to the Freedom of Information Act, or is there a time period that has to elapse?
Well, I think they can get the information out, but as far as getting a prosecution, okay, Merrick Garland is as crooked gets. Yeah. He's not going to prosecute other criminals, okay? And so, and this is why, because he knows, too, if all of this goes down, he's going down with it, right? And so, unless he cuts a deal with Congress, which is a good possibility, saying, look, you know what, I'll roll over and give you some of this stuff, but I want to cut a deal.
Do you think there's enough conservatives in Congress to actually press that issue, though? That's where I don't believe it.
There is if we put the fire to their feet. If the American people say enough is enough, okay, we'll remember in November. Okay, and see, the American people have the power if they had the smarts. The problem of it is they don't have the smarts and they don't have the energy. They just don't realize that they can pick up that telephone and call that congressman and say, if you expect to be reelected, and let them know. And but most of them just don't have the energy to do that.
Now, Pastor Ernie, did Carrie Lake win Arizona?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, she absolutely won Arizona.
Why isn't she the governor?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. You see, if you were to go down to Arizona in Maricopa County, and you were to go to the courts, the judges, and the prosecutors, you would be very, very hard-pressed to find ones that are not benefiting from the drug trade, for the drug trade there with the Mexican drug cartels. You see, all of those judges have been bought, or many of them have been bought, okay, in that area. And this is one of the reasons why, the elections are, with that, they got that phony attorney general there now. She's bought and paid for. All of those are by the drug cartels now. The drug cartels, look, they pulled off $16 trillion in drug money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
where did $16 trillion? That's the first I heard of that.
Yeah, well, I thought it was billion too, but I've heard reports that it was up to 16 trillion, not billion. But
a long period of time.
Oh, yeah, over a long period, very long period of time.
I understand, First Ernie, the trafficking, especially the children, is way more profitable than bringing cocaine and all the other drugs in.
Now, here's what I heard. I heard that the human trafficking was a way to keep focus off of and to keep the authorities going after the human trafficking and taking more of the attention off the drug dealers. This is what I was listening to there on what it was the was it the Sargent report or whatever. So I don't know, but I do know that, and we said this, before from day one when Biden was in office, from day one, that the Biden crime cartel won their own lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. They're owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Two, Biden's job is to keep the gate open on the southern border so that the Chinese fentanyl can make its way through into America and kill Americans. Also, Biden has, and by the way, there was just a congressional, the Republicans had a press conference about a week or 2 weeks ago. We had all of these congressmen, and they said, we have evidence that the Biden crime family is involved with trafficking children. We told you from the very beginning, from day one, that his job is to keep, one, the door open for the drug trade, two, just to keep a good supply of children to the elite in the Democratic Communist Party. So, there you go. We told you that from day one.
You know, Pastor Ernie, when we go back like to the 1920s and 30s, and we think of, I guess, Chicago, who was owned by the mob and Al Capone. I mean, that's, the police were owned, the district attorneys were owned, the mayors were owned. That's what it looks like is happening in several states, but particularly Arizona now.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're 100% correct that there's so much drug money coming in there from across the border and trafficking across the border that they're buying up these politicians.
They're buying them up, the courts, the judges, yeah, the prosecutors.
The politicians.
Yeah.
The voting machines there.
Yeah.
Running it. So the American people are being... now, that's just Arizona, but it's happening in other places also. We're really starting to be oppressed now by the government because it's becoming like Chicago under Al Capone.
Well, if you remember, not just under Al Capone, do you remember when Kennedy was running against Nixon?
Yeah.
And you had
Illinois.
You had in Illinois, you had so many dead people voting. I mean, remember, you had all of those Republicans that have been Republicans for their whole lives until they died, and after they died, they all were registered Democrats.
Yeah, that swung the election.
The whole graveyard, you know, every graveyard in Illinois had active voters.
And then Nixon said he wasn't going to do a recount and put the country through that ordeal.
Yeah. So there you go. And, you know, that's why there's...
That's the problem, Pastor Ernie, is we can, I don't know, we can go out and vote and get also people, many people to go out and vote, but the system now is like, well, in many states, not all yet, but many states, Arizona in particular, it seems that it's really falling under corruption now, you know. Organized crime, corruption.
Well, it's been under, but now it's coming out. There's daylight, okay? So now people are focusing in on the corruption. They're under all of those corrupt judges. Now they know, hey, you know what, we got to be careful. And you've noticed how many states now have gotten rid of Dominion. They've thrown Dominion out of their states, okay? They've outlawed them in a number of states now because of Dominion is, you know. And remember, little Zuckerbucks. Zuckerberg.
How much did he put in that 2020 election?
$400 million.
I was going to say 40 yeah. million, but I said no.
It's 400.
No, it's more than that.
No, 400 million, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when we're talking about the elections, if we do not clean it up 100%, we're going to find ourselves in the precarious position of being unable to vote out corrupt politicians because of a corrupt election system.
Well,
I can speak from experience in Pennsylvania. I mean, Philadelphia has been owned lock, stock, and barrel. Now, other parts of the state also, but Philadelphia at least since World War II, from what I'm what I've read, that it's been completely locked up, no way out, because of the democratic machine. It's so corrupt that you can't, you just can't beat it. It's corrupt, totally corrupt.
Well, here, for example, in Cleveland, for years, the Democrats were, you know, they were told to register in the primary as a Republican and vote for another Democrat, okay, and then run one, find a good weak one, find a weak and run them as against the mayor, against the Democratic candidate. So it was all rigged. Even in our county, now we're a very, very conservative county where we live out here, but the Rhinos, we have people that were in charge of the Republican Party were Rhinos, and what they were doing is they actually sent out a flyer urging the Democrats to register as Republicans. Yes. And vote in the primary, vote for these Democrats as Republicans. So they ran them as Republicans here.
This kind of goes back to Kerry Lake. Kerry Lake has no support whatsoever from the RNC or any Republicans. If they would have pulled something similar to Kerry Lake anywhere in the country, and she was a Democrat, they would have had the entire media, everybody would have protested until that was overturned. There, she has no support.
No, but she hasn't gone away.
No, and she's a fighter.
Of the, you know, this that Hobbs, we've been, Hobbs is, you know, Hobbs needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
That woman is as corrupt from day as long. She's owned by Soros and, you know, the drug cartels out there. She's got a lot of criminal activity in her past. And so, anyhow, that's what's happening there. I didn't finish this, my article, where it says DOJ video shows Capitol Police holding up. Let me just pick it up where I left off. It says that more and more evidence is surfacing to disprove their lies and hopefully exonerate hundreds of innocent men and women who were persecuted and prosecuted with the help of the deep state and the dirty Democrats. And by now, most Americans have figured out or are starting to figure out that the whole insurrection of the Capitol on January 6th was nothing more than a setup by Democrats. Oh, guess who's saying that? Now you've had some of the so-called D.C. cops come up and say the whole thing was a setup. They're admitting the whole thing was a setup. Okay, it was nothing more than a setup by Democrats and the deep state. And we're hell-bent on preventing Republican lawmakers from presenting evidence of voter fraud in the 2020 election on national television. If President Trump could be blamed for unarmed insurrection of the Capitol, he would likely not be able to run for president again in 2024. But those of us who continue to dig for the truth are not able to allow hundreds of our fellow American citizens to be treated like criminals without doing everything we can to expose the truth. About how protesters were very likely set up on that day. I'm going to do everything that I can here on this radio to see that those people on that corrupt select committee end up in that same dirty, filthy jail in D.C. where the Christian patriots are at. By the time supporters arrived in Capitol from the ellipse where Trump had spoken, the barricades around the Capitol that would indicate the Capitol grounds were off limits had already been ripped down by undisclosed individuals, undercover U.S. intelligence agencies. These were the FBI. These were dirty cops, very, 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 very dirty cops, very dirty cops, okay? As a result, most people had no idea they were breaking the law when they walked up the Capitol building to join what they believed was a lawful protest. The older women and their husbands were told that there would be speakers at the Capitol starting at 1 p.m., instead of seeing the promised speaker at the Capitol, Capitol Police shot her with a rubber bullet and doused her face with pepper spray. And that's a 70-something-year-old woman. These are dirty, dirty, very dirty cops. And so we're coming up to a break, and I think what we're going to do is open the phone lines, take some calls. You ready? All right. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. If you have a question, if it's a hard one, give it to John. If you have a prayer request, whatever, give us a call here at 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
That was the real Joe Clark, and yours truly, Pastor Ernie. And I wrote that song. What do you think of that, me turning?
I think it's a blessing, Pastor Ernie. I mean, that was a beautiful song. God bless you for it.
Yeah. Joe went home to be with the Lord. He's one of so many over the years that have been with us in this ministry and have graduated and gone home and made it home to be with the Lord. And while the rest of us are down here, we're still working, aren't we? Yep.
Well, paying our dues.
Yep. All righty, we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. Let's go out to Minnesota. But, you know, Craig, there's a song that you need to get potted up and get ready for it. It's that one about, okay, so, hey, Carol, you're in the air.
Oh, hi. Hey, I just want to send out a reminder to our listeners about the Ten Commandments.
Okay, hello? Cool. Say that again, because I could barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try to speak up. I just want to send out a reminder to all listeners about one of the Ten Commandments, and that is to not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So it's very important to be careful about what we say about other people if we don't have facts and evidence.
Boy, we agree with that, don't we? That's why we spend so much time and we're getting the facts and getting the evidence.
Well, I think a problem in this world is that people say things, but lots of people say things that might not be true, and then other people repeat those things, and then That's what's called a rumor, and rumor is not a fact.
And well, that's true, but we call it the mainstream media today too.
Well, that's important to not repeat things from any media if you don't have the evidence or the facts.
Because, we agree with that.
Because a lot of people, unfortunately, are just listening to specific types of media, and they're not opening their minds to evidence and facts. And they
what kind of media do you listen to?
A variety. You, for instance, sometimes. But I also listen to the mainstream media. And I do not have any special television. I don't pay for television. So everything I have comes from the old-fashioned free TV. But then I also will read the newspaper and different magazines like Time and U.S. News and World Report.
So then how do you make a distinction on what you believe is true and what is false? How do you make your distinction? What do you see?
That's a very good question. And I would have to say that I tend not to believe a lot of things unless I do have facts and evidence. And I used to be an election judge. I've done it, I should say I still am, because you can do it as a volunteer anytime there's an election that comes up. So I did it about a year ago. I did it in the summer for the
primary. Do you remember President Reagan?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember one of the things he used to say? When he would say, quote, trust but verify.
Right.
In other words,
right.
So how,
right.
Now the Bible tells you how to verify something. Do you know what that is? The way the Bible gives you to verify?
Well, I would hope it would be facts and evidence.
It's facts and evidence, but you need two other witnesses. In other words, so when you're looking for, like, here's an article I have. Ukraine lists NBC news reporter on Ukraine government hit list after he reports that most Crimeans are pro-Russia. So now, just because it's written, just because it's written, it doesn't mean we believe it. Now, this is an article by the Gateway Pundit. So do you know what we do? We have to pick up and see if there's other news sources. And one of the best ones, believe it or not, one of the best sources that are accuracy comes out of the London Daily News and that. And so what we do is we see if we can find those same articles, let's say out of the Gateway Pundit, if we can find two other that say the same thing, and then check to verify that this is legitimate. And so that's how we do it. We have two witnesses. So.
Well, gosh, I mean, I feel like we live in a world of, for lack of critical thinking and a lack of evidence and a lack of the Socratic method, you know, trying to come up with conclusions based on rational thinking. I think we're in a boatload of trouble in this planet from people just easily believing stuff just because someone says it or just because it's on a TV program or a radio program. They'll easily believe.
I'm going to have to move on, but the answer to your question will be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you find that the Bible is very accurate, doesn't study, and it tells you exactly how you discern things. But got to move on. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Illinois with Andrea. Andrea, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hi.
I wanted to call the night that John McKiernan is on with you, because you're two pro-life warriors. Wait. I'm wondering if you're familiar with something called fetal microchimerism.
I'm not.
It's where any woman who has had a pregnancy, the baby will deposit cells into her body that live on, or sometimes even persisting decades after the child has been born. And they can become any tissue. They've been found everywhere in the body. And they are generally, they'll kind of rush to wounds. Like they'll go to tumors, and they've been found in the scar tissue of like women who've had cesarean sections. And they kind of run to the battle, like you say we should do. But, you know, it's just kind of a neat thing. I found one article about it in the New York Times in 2015 that said that maybe 1 in 1,000 cells in the tissue would be one of these. And it's very easy mostly to spot like the male cells with the Y chromosome, but it's, you know, from both male and female children. But, you know, even in an adult, if we have 80 trillion cells, I've heard, 1 in 1,000 is still 80 billion. So, I mean, these little babies in the womb are busy.
Yeah, they sure are.
It seems to really promote the healing of the mother. And they've been found also in women who haven't given birth, who've had either miscarriages or abortions. So, you know, they're... And it seems to happen, you know, in the majority of pregnancies, probably all, but, you know. So the articles I've seen on it tend to date from, like, the early 2010s to the 2015s. And I've only been listening since 2020, when you guys came on in Illinois before the election. So, you know, I just didn't know if, like, Wendy Wilson or someone else might have brought it up years ago, but.
Wendy, she's on top of a lot of that stuff. Remember, before one person had taken the COVID, well, they call it a vax, before one person had, remember, we had her on here, and she told us they're working on this thing, and the CDC has it, and the FDA, and they're going to approve it, Pastor, and this was even right before Trump started pushing it, I know why he did what he did, but he never should have done it. But anyhow, before one person had taken that shot, Wendy was telling us it's what it is. It is lethal. It's going to make people sick. It's going to kill people. They're pushing us through. And I told her, Wendy, that's part of, I heard them. I sit in their meetings, and that's the World Health Organization. That's the World Economic Council. I sat right in their meetings when they were talking about reducing the world's population from right now from almost 8 billion down to 500 million. And that's what that's all about, reducing the population.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you about this, that, you know, isn't our God amazing that he's kind of built this into, you know, the plan for the protection of the mother or a benefit, you know?
God kind of knew what he was doing, didn't he?
Conception. He did.
All righty.
But I thought you guys might enjoy that, so.
All righty. Well, we did, and thank you, and God bless. Okay. Let's go out to San Diego with Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, I heard something today. I don't know if it's true, but that the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, went to the Ukraine. And I was wondering if you knew... That's a true story, and what would he be doing there?
I think he was, well, let me see. I don't know if he went to Ukraine, but he did go to the World Economic Forum because he was sitting right next to Joe Obama there at that forum. But I'm not sure. I don't know. John, do you know, did he go to Ukraine?
Pastor Ernie, I do not.
Okay. No, we'd have to, I'm not sure on that one.
He's been low-key.
Other thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was interesting was that both the president...
Jack, try to talk right into the phone because we can barely hear you.
Okay. Hold on. So I found this interesting that the president and his wife, Jill Biden, that they both recently have had skin cancers removed and on the chest area. And so I was wondering, like, Pastor Ernie, have you ever had a complete body check in front of a dermatologist?
Not that I can think of, no.
Yeah. Well, it's skin cancer is like an epidemic worldwide, especially for people with fair skin. If you've gotten a lot of sun when you were younger, and I was just wanted to point out that it's important that when you get older, you do make an appointment with a dermatologist to get a complete body check. And it's actually the worst place in the world is Australia, because they have a hole in the ozone above Australia. And the reason why it's so prevalent is because the ozone has been compromised. That's our natural protection. Most people that get skin cancer, especially if you're older, there's no family history of it. So it's a recent phenomenon because of the compromising of the ozone.
I've had some of my relatives get skin cancer, but our staff just did verify, yes, Merrick Garland did go to the Ukraine. They just verified that.
Let's go back to that. What, in your opinion, why in the hell would he be in the Ukraine?
I know one thing, that so much over there, it's money laundering operations. There is so much corruption in the Ukraine. And where are you going to have that kind of corruption? You're going to have some of the top crooks, wouldn't you?
Well, I cannot remember an attorney general ever visiting a war zone in the history of the United States.
But, you know, when they did that thing last week with Biden, that was so fake that when they had him out there when they were under fire, you heard the sirens in the back. That was so staged. It was unbelievable but people don't know it. Those soldiers they had standing right on cue, they all looked up at the same time. They all turned their heads at the same time and looked like they were looking up at the sky. That whole thing was so staged. It's unbelievable.
Staged, because remember when the president was in Kiev, the train route, the train tracks from Poland to Kiev through the duration of the war has been untouched. Kiev has been untouched. There's been no attempt to assassinate Zelensky. I mean, it's like, if let's face it, Russia wanted to, they could take out the Kiev, the train tracks, and they've been fighting this war, Russia has, with one arm tied behind their back, because they have not been using their air force.
Right, but the other thing...
So, it was very dangerous what the president did.
Okay, they've been hit, I know Ukraine's been hit with missiles big time, but no, what Biden did, look, what happens if you're out there and the sirens all go off? What do people do? They run for a shelter. There were people that were paid absolutely no attention at all to the sirens. No attention.
I'll leave you with this, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
The president would not run for shelter when the sirens went off if all this was staged.
Yeah.
There'd be no fear.
Absolutely. All righty. Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
You too. All right, John, you've got 5 minutes. Can you do it? Can you tell folks how to get to heaven and avoid hell?
Well, Pastor Ernie, if we follow the Bible, we got the directions on how to get to heaven, and it's not really complicated. It's not big theological for theologians. It's for a simple, I think, a child, Pastor Ernie, and we can take John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God's love is on all of us. And Pastor Ernie, there's a way, talk is cheap. And we know there's a lot of lying politicians. Well, most of them are lying. But there's a way to prove God's love. And the way we prove it, it says he sent his only begotten son. It's the action. It's the action. So we can test God by his actions. And his actions are proven because his son, it's part of him, he gave, who was sinless. But God, Pastor Ernie, God could
send Jesus because we're made in God's image and likeness. And he sent Jesus, who was without sin, and took upon him our sins and died on the cross, shed his blood and died on the cross. So God, the proof is right there. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So there's a penalty for sin, and it has to be paid, and Jesus paid it, shed his blood. And then on the 3 days he was buried, and 3 days he rose from the dead. And the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Man believes in his heart and is so justified, and confesses with his mouth and is so saved. So it takes believing that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, sinless, paid the price for our sin. He rose again the third day, and then the confession that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And I forgot to say up front, one of the most important things is repentance. Repentance is an act of the will. You're living a life going one way. You're going to do an about face and go the other way, focused on Jesus Christ and his word. That's the foundation of believing in him. And then what I've come to find out, what's very important, is that when we come to God, Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that God becomes our Abba Father. Abba is daddy. Our Abba Father. And it's very important we come under his fatherhood like that. That's how we can really grow spiritually, be strong in the Lord. Jesus Christ is our Savior, and we are with God as our Abba Father. So, Pastor Ernie, that is the way to heaven. There's really no other way. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, because who died for us? Who died in our place, took our sin? And in fact, the Bible says there's a trade. Jesus takes our sin, and his righteousness is placed on us. And that's what allows us to go to heaven. And it takes repentance and confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I think I touched about everything I wanted to say, Pastor.
You certainly did. The only thing was that no one else could have fit the bill. Christ was the only one who qualified to be the sacrificial lamb. He was the only one that could have taken away the sins. Only his blood and his blood only was sufficient. But we're out of time for tonight, so thanks for being here. You did really good again. And and you too, Ron.
Thanks for having me, Pastor.
All righty. And so, as we say every night at this time, good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.